It was a solemn tribute on a cloudy, damp day in Springfield's Forest Park, where the Eternal Flame Memorial to John F. Kennedy was established just 1 year after his assassination. There was a moment of silence. Three red roses were placed at the base of the memorial stone. A wreath was placed at the foot of the Eternal Flame. Although not many cities hold ceremonies on the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, the Kennedy family has always chosen to honor him on his birthday. This was the 49th annual ceremony in Springfield. The crowd, estimated at close to 300 people, was larger than usual this year, the 50th anniversary of his assassination. Congressman Richard Neal, a former Springfield mayor, said people come each year because of memory and hope.
The irony of this day is we come to celebrate this life on a very tragic moment and day in American history. And it is the inspiration that millions drew from this life.
Charles Ryan, who was mayor when the Eternal Flame Memorial was built in 1964, said the observance endures because it demonstrates how proud people are of Kennedy and what he accomplished in his relatively short life.
And my guess is it'll continue going on. I mean, you look at the national media now, for the last week, two or three, it's Kennedy, 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 reprinting the old newspapers, the television, showing clips and so on and so forth. So I don't think the nation's going to let go of John Kennedy.
The government of Canada chose the Springfield Remembrance to honor the late president. Attaché General Consulate Mark Jakes presented framed photos and plaques commemorating Kennedy's speech to the Canadian Parliament in 1961 to Congressman Neal and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
And he was one of the few U.S. presidents who's spoken at the Parliament. And one of the comments he made there was something that's frequently used as the most eloquent summary of Canada-U.S. relations. So he really understood the importance of why Canada and U.S. are so close economically, politically, socially, and more poignantly, just the idea of his impact is still felt in Canada.
Kennedy had strong ties to Springfield. It was home to several of his trusted political advisors. He visited often as a U.S. senator, and it was one of his last campaign stops on his way home to Hyannis to await the results of the 1960 presidential election. Maureen Madden was a college student when she saw Kennedy campaign for president on the steps of Springfield City Hall.
I keep saying to my kids, I wish I could give you that picture from my mind, because you see him and, he is charismatic.
Brendan Hammerly had not been born when Kennedy was assassinated 50 years ago. He brought his 2-year-old daughter to the ceremony.
I remember my father talking about it, and, he said that the whole world stopped, the day John Kennedy was killed, and it was such an experience like we had with 9/11. And, I thought I'd come and see, bring her.
In Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.